How the Turntables Turn. You can't make shit like this up. So apparently, even though no one is truly trying to speak out on it or anything like that, you got a lot of anime enthusiasts out there who are swearing up and down that this is going to be the one that gets it right, when clearly it was never going to be. There's been more information on the shit show that is going to be the Netflix One Piece adaptation, the live action adaptation. And who saw this coming? Oh, that's right. Who got two thumbs and calls himself the Flame, Day of the Flame. This was so goddamn obvious coming out the gate, but it's just hilarious that essentially you just had this one article come out that you can only hope, not even hope, but you obviously has to have some type of truth into it because of the fact that Netflix hasn't declared it being false. They haven't said anything. They haven't shown anything about the series itself. They're treading as lightly as possible because they know and they understand exactly how much scrutiny they are going to get if this thing is bad. And from the jump, you can tell it's going to be bad. They're rushing through the they're rushing through major arcs of the story just so they can cover everything leading up into the grand line. They're going through just ridiculous notions of characters and concepts and reiterating and changing a bunch of stuff in order to fit and pursue their needs. You constantly have people who are detracting against anyone saying anything negative about it by claiming the off-brand stuff that was said by Netflix. So the puff pieces, the pandering shit that they do all the time. Stuff like Ichiro is working closely with the people who are writing it. He has to okay everything that's going on. None of them realizing that, yes, he is the mangaka. Yes, he is the creator. But he don't own nothing, right? Like, he doesn't own One Piece. Toei does. And after so many years and so many problems and issues of people essentially coming to him trying to make a live-action One Piece and him being like, no. And then essentially you have Netflix, who has stupid amounts of deep pockets to just throw money at anybody. And we all know Toei are people who will do anything with a minimal amount of effort to get the maximum amount of value. They allowed for the live-action Dragon Ball Z movie to be made. They knew what that movie was going to be about. They saw that movie before anyone else did, and they were like, they're okay with that being released. What makes you think those people have changed over the years, allowing for anything else to basically not build the exact same rap? They don't care. They just want the money. So now to establish that. It just seems ridiculous now that you have so many people, after all this information has been said, to still sit there and sit on the sidelines going, no, I'm excited for it. I'm hyped for it. I'm ready for it. And it's like, what exactly are you excited for? Everything has literally been hearsay. Nothing has been proven. All that they've done is had hearsay. But the majority of the stuff that they have released in connection to the series itself has been negative things about the series. You have gendered and race swap characters. You have concepts being thrown out the gate. You have rushed storylines that essentially undermine an entire character's existence and concept. You have so many things that they reported on, like that during, like, you look at the cast and stuff like that, and you just equate that to how the story of One Piece is. And it's like, this shit doesn't make any sense. They're a character that's cast as someone that was in Baroque Works that Zoro cut down. And that's a runoff thing that he mentioned, not actually something that is tangible that you ever see within the manga or the anime. So you never see that, but they cast, you never see that character do anything, but they cast that character for this adaptation. The fuck? Like, it's all stupid. But there's an article on Fandom Wire that came out. It came out April 14th. Talking about this, and so I'm gonna just go through some of the little highlight points, because this is something that's like, this is more bad news, and if anything, people need to finally understand, it's like, this is not all signs are pointing no for this. And it's like they've yet to release a trailer. They yet to actually show anything. Hell, the actors and actresses who are working on it don't even talk about it, right? And it's like they got nothing. All that we have seen them do is build boats. We just seen them build the boats for the show. That's it. Which, again, seems like a stupid compromise rather than paying for top quality CGI, which would be unbelievably necessary for anything, especially One Piece. It's like you're with any anime, yes, CGI is something that's like a must, depending on like whether or not it's slice of life or whatever. But you need CGI for shonen stuff like One Piece. So that should have been the top priority. But these people kept talking about the fact they built boats, and I just don't see the appeal. I mean, hell, they built an entire boat. They built Alvida's boat. And Alvida is literally in just the beginning of One Piece. So it was like, why would you waste money on something like that? And it was like, well, you're dealing with dumb people. So, yeah, it's just so stupid. It's so unbelievably stupid. So you got the first impressions of One Piece live action series. When the announcement of the live action series, this is what's in the article. When the announcement of the live action series of Ichiro Oda's One Piece was announced, it was met with a lot of criticism by anime and manga fans. Recently, Divinity Seeker gave a scoop on the test screening of the live action series by Netflix, where they stated that the show tested horribly, as the CGI was horrible and the story of One Piece made no sense to the casual viewer. Hence, every episode of the Netflix adaptation are being rewritten. Now, this late in the game, they announced that they're releasing it in August. But again, there was never anything that was concrete about that. All you had was that trailer. They could easily renege on that. So don't get it twisted on thinking like, no, you know, and it's like, but if they stick to their guns and they try to release it then like, hey, you know, that's whatever. You know, that's them clearly trying and whatnot. But I feel as if they might have recorded multiple versions of the show, and then like they showed the test screening and it was what it was. But if they are going to go back and do reshoots, then again, if this is halted and pushed back so they can acquire more reshoots, that's the equivalent of what happened with the Captain Marvel movie. So again, really following suit on how bad this is showing itself to be, is that it's doing what Captain Marvel did. It's being real hush hush and no one gives a damn. But when it comes out, it's going to be put under a magnifying glass and everyone is going to sit there and call out lame. Like, they're just going to point and laugh at it forevermore. So that's what's going on. Now, one of the Twitter from the Divinity Seeker, the Twitter post, one of it says, from a source connected to Netflix, there's like Avatar Last Airbender will no longer release 2023, but Netflix believes it would be their Stranger Things, I guess. One Piece tested horribly. The CGI looked bad and the story didn't make sense to non-fans. They're rewriting entire episodes. I don't know how they would know that they're going to rewrite entire episodes. I don't know, but I figured, you know, even saying that seems facetious. So it might be where they're like tweaking certain aspects of it, small things that they thought they could get away with. And then people were like, well, that doesn't make any sense, or that doesn't make any sense. Or like they're going to completely re-edit everything. So it's like they edit it one way and now they're going to go back and edit it another way, because obviously whatever storytelling method that they tried to go with didn't work, which happens. There's certain movies where realistically, if you've seen it a different way, it probably would have been a much better movie. But the editing and the editing process for the story was just really horrible. I say this for the Suicide Squad movie that had Will Smith. There's a lot of moments in that movie where I was like, yeah, if someone competent edited this, it probably would have been better. Like, just slightly better. But there's a lot of things that they did in there that was just like, this is ridiculous. Oh, man, I'm losing my voice. In a series of tweets, Divinity Seeker, let's see. It's better to just read what Divinity Seeker had. So another tweet that Divinity Seeker had, and then if you want to, I guess, get their tweets and follow them, they're at Divinity Seeker 1. But it said from source connected to Netflix, let's see. on One Piece in the first episode, the first half is completely all flashbacks slash features a young Luffy before we jump to the present and rush through introductions to Zoro, Nami, Usopp, and Sanji, all within the remaining 15 minutes. A major deviation from the source material. Now, I don't know if this person actually has seen One Piece or not, but realistically, that doesn't change anything prior to what they're saying. That is a huge fuck up, right? Like, that's nothing that anyone can sit there and go, oh, you could ignore that. This is Netflix's fourth attempt at trying to do this, right? Now, you can count, essentially, you know, if you're going to count the English adaptations of the stuff, then it's third. If you want to count everything that Netflix put under their belt, then you also have the live-action Death Note, the live-action Cowboy Bebop. You also have when they did Bleach, as well as when they did Fullmetal Alchemist. Like, remember, those things got released under Netflix's banner, even though, realistically, they were Japanese movies that Netflix just kind of showcased on their platform or produced, possibly. Same thing with the last Rony Kenshin movies, or the last two Rony Kenshin movies. Those things were always WB-esque, but they were released on Netflix, and then Netflix was the main one promoting and talking about them. But hopefully you understand exactly like what I mean by that. But the ones that they had complete control over, that they knew from the jump they were doing the way they wanted to do, was the live-action Death Note and the live-action Cowboy Bebop. Now, those movies are terrible. I mean, the Death Note movie is terrible, and the live-action Cowboy Bebop is fucking atrocious. And if you sit there and go, well, the Cowboy Bebop seemed okay because of this part of that part, one, you're an idiot. You're really unbelievably dumb because you don't understand what an adaptation is, or what the concept of storytelling is, or more so than that, is like the promotion, the creation, the appeal, all of that stuff has to stem from people who essentially know, like, and care about the source material. Unlike every other fucking media out there, unlike comic books and video games, there are no retellings of these stories. Manga and anime have a linear storyline. That's it. There is no reimagining of Dragon Ball Z. There is no reimagining of Dragon Ball. You see what happens now when they have Dragon Ball Super, which literally is a reimagining of the ending of Dragon Ball Z leading into Dragon Ball GT. And, you know, some people like it, some people don't. That, to me, it's a clusterfuck. But again, it's something that generally, it just doesn't feel right. And in a certain aspect, whether or not you want to get that itch scratched on just seeing your characters be the characters. So when it comes to stuff like live action adaptations, much like akin to anime adaptations, the manga is the original source material. The anime is copying from the manga. So you do wise to try and follow suit where there are small differences or continuity issues, but not major ones. Not things where you literally gut the whole story, change the characters, the concepts, their values, what they're about, what they're trying to do, what they're going through. Also, you can tell some other bogus story, but realistically just use those characters' likeness, which has been the main staple for every anime adaptation when it comes to being a movie or a live-action series. So it's something that's been done before, but it's never met with a positive response because every time that it's being done, it's like, well, you have to remember the appeal and what people were trying to do with this. They were promoting this as like, hey, we're going to do this show that you like in live action. And how they promote and how they talk about that is that, you know, this is going to be just what you like with real people. But then what they show you is something that has a different story, different concept, different characters, different archetypes, all that, whatever. You know, the writing is different, whatever. But it's like, we're using this world with these characters, but we're telling a whole different story. And there's nothing wrong with that if that is what you would have told people from the beginning, right? So like you just say, hey, when they did Scarlett Johansson for Ghost in the Shell, rather than try to put her in as the main character, why not have it to where she was just another person doing like with Major in the original Ghost in the Shell, where, you know, she also is capable and is responsible for doing certain missions and things like that. And so it's not a complete copy, but it's something that just fits within that world that people essentially would be able to understand and like, because it's like, well, we're expanding it with other things, but we're not really focusing on the main characters. Ergo, we don't need to ruin any credibility that they might have. But instead, they released the movie and you had so many people talk about the whitewashing thing, because it was like, yeah, and like with me, I was like, yeah, that too, but this movie sucks. So it also really, it's really, really bad. It's like it's desperately trying to be Blade Runner. But the thing is that if you know anything about Ghost in the Shell, Ghost in the Shell was trying to be Blade Runner. Literally, most things in Ghost in the Shell copy from Blade Runner. Sad. It's just sad how much it stole from Blade Runner. And then the creators of The Matrix stole from Ghost in the Shell rather than Blade Runner. Did idiots, right? So stupid. Why copy the copy instead of copying the thing that they're trying to copy from? Dumb. But but you see what I mean, where it's like, yeah, anime adaptations have this weird history of people essentially trying to encroach their own dumbass storylines and ideas with these characters that already have these set concepts. Like, this character is known for doing this, this, and this. And if for some reason you want to do that, that, and that, but it's like, no, he's known for this, right? But I feel that with this adaptation, he should be that. But that's not the character. I don't care. And it's like, well, now you're not going to make any money because you're stupid. And that's essentially all that you have going on. And it's like the first episode to be completely obtuse and just have it to where we're going to do Luffy's backstory, most likely introducing Shanks, Shanks losing an arm and all that, because it's a very poignant, powerful moment for Luffy. Honestly, I would have deferred to doing what the anime did, which is that it did not start off with his connection to Shanks, but instead just start off as a fun-loving adventure where you didn't understand anything about the concept of pirates and then who Luffy was or what he was about. And then later they showed Shanks's involvement with him, which I always enjoyed. And I've talked about it before, and it just seemed like it seemed a better approach towards the series than what the manga actually did, which is showing Luffy when he was younger. But hey, I actually like the series, and I can tell, you know, can smell bullshit a mile away. So you really should have gotten someone who had not just confirmed with Ichiro, but literally a fucking fan to confer with exactly whether or not this shit was actually going to make any goddamn sense. But you fill yourself with so many people who got these dumbass politics that everyone is sitting there nodding their head in agreement that, oh yeah, I want to have them say this, have them say that, have them do this, have them do that, because I always wanted this character to do this, rather than, bitch, this is your one chance to show this character the way how people, like, the way how they're supposed to be, just adapted into a different media art form. And you just, they have no idea how to do that. And then you get a scene in Cowboy Bebop where essentially you see Vicious and Light doing hits and assassination attempts, and then talking about, you know, their love life and shit like that, like any of it matters. When it's like, you didn't need to know the minutiae of Vicious and Spike's backstory. That's not what Cowboy Bebop was about. And to have that beautiful vagueness, as well as the appeal of Spike being someone as young as he was, but had lived such a harsh life the way that he did after going through so much, that just made the character far more interesting. You wanted to know more about his backstory because the fact that the story itself didn't tell you anything about his backstory. So if you see anyone who essentially is like, yeah, I'm so happy that they did more with it, and I like knowing more. And it's like, yeah, but you've basically lost the plot. You've completely wrapped yourself up so much in what you want that you forgot, or you just don't acknowledge what it is and why that's special. So, you know, I mean, again, people like Dragon Ball Super for this exact same reason. I want to see Goku and Vegeta fight more people, right? But they don't have to. And they're like, but I want them to see him fight more people. Well, now for them to fight more people, they have to go through these ridiculous, goofy transformations and retellings of them being how to be trained. But they're characters who have been training since they were little, so they know how to make themselves stronger. They've done it multiple times. Why is it that this now has to be a specific? Well, just that's all that has to happen in order for me to see them get stronger. And it's like, no, it isn't. That's not who these characters are. You're hurting yourself. So going back to the tweets, they also said, from the source, as for the tone for the show, it's not really working. The makeup / looks of some of the cast look off, and the show jumps between being over the top goofy and being serious, and it's jarring and inconsistent. They also built a giant set for Barati for episode 3. Now, again, I told you, like, the mass appeal for a lot of this to them was the fact that they're making the boats. And I don't know why that was like such a big deal for them. And it's like, didn't they make it in like Africa or something like that? Like they're in Africa or whatever. But it was always odd that, you know, one of the mass appeals was just that, you know, boats, it was just boats like that. But that was like a major promotional thing upon them speaking about it. And then like from there, I was like, all right, but like, what about the acting? What about the characters? How do they look? How does the CGI look? Like, what are you doing? Like, does anyone talk about exactly what all they could possibly accomplish within the series that's going to have a limited runtime of episodes? How far do you plan to take this story? How in depth do you wish to go? You know, and it's like, how are you going to keep regular people entertained that have never seen One Piece before, rather than just try to shoehorn everything in as if everyone knows what One Piece is, which is just, that's just ridiculous. That's just a ridiculous way of thinking. Because the people who know about One Piece already watch it and read the manga. People who don't know about it, they don't want just this giant avalanche of information being thrust upon them. And then you have to go like, this is the world. This is how it's set up. Do you know it now? Do you get it? And they're like, no. And it's like, well, too late. We're already in Grand Line. What the fuck is the Grand Line? But it, like, this is just cookie cutter, clear as day. Yeah, you'll know what the fuck you're doing. They're just dumb people handling this stuff. Now, again, this could all be load of shit, you know, and I still believe the show was going to be terrible. But, you know, this all just could be load of shit. And it actually just, you know, is very mellow and it just such a bland and mid kind of a concept or episode or whatever. But it's Netflix. And it's like, I can't stress that enough. It's Netflix. There has been nothing under their banner that could give you any significant telling that they're capable of actually making something good following this path. Like, following this, what we got going on as an adaptation of something else, there has been nothing in Netflix to show you that, oh, yeah, they're capable of doing it. Now, you could count some of the, now, if you want to sit there and count some of the Asian shit that they've done, whether it be Squid Games, Alice in Borderland, or anything like that, I'd have to sit there and go, well, no, because, again, much like with the Rurouni Kenshin movie, these things were all done in their own respective countries, and Netflix is just showing it, right? So it's like, it's not the same as them footing the bill, hiring the people, getting them to do it. And it's like, no, this shit's already being done. It's just being played on Netflix. And then because Netflix ended up the money for it, they get to sit there and promote and scream and rip and rave and go, look at what Netflix did. Look at what Netflix did. But it's like, yeah, no one's going to complain about that. Everybody got paid already. But with this, it's like, no, this is Netflix's baby. But it's being handled by the same people who handle Cowboy Bebop, and it's Netflix. It, like, you just can't stress that enough. It's Netflix. They don't get anime. Hell, they already screwed up their contract with NHK because they're going to do the whole ad thing. They don't get it. They just don't. This is all I know. I know nothing about the original source material. Okay, so I don't know anything about the original thing. So I'm just repeating some of what I think may be of interest to a source connected to Netflix projects and execution of their roadmap. Interest to a source connected to Netflix project execution of their source roadmap. Yeah, so it's like a... So like a... Well, it's like the article says... The One Piece adaptation has already raised concern. The idea of the live-action adaptation of Eiji Oda's One Piece was already bad news, and numerous fans of the show were unsure of the OTT platform. I don't know what that means. could pull off a successful adaptation of the series, but there were serious concerns, as if not made correctly. It would be, it would infuriate the fan of the manga and anime series. Okay, I read that wrong. Okay. But there were serious concerns, as if not made correctly, it would infuriate the fans of the manga and anime series. One Piece is an anime that features a complex and layered plot that has been running since 1999 due to the show's unique art style and intricate plot building, which has kept its audience engrossed for over two decades. Having the same art style as the live-action series would be difficult, and even if creators use CGI to achieve the same art style, it would be difficult to give the charm and charisma that the manga and the anime. Well, that was a dumb take. Like, to sit there and go, why doesn't the live action look like the drawings? Like, that's stupid. That's incredibly stupid. Why have there been multiple actors playing Spider-Man or multiple actors playing Batman? You don't need it to look exactly the same. It's an adaptation. It's not meant to. Hell, the anime doesn't look exactly like the manga. So that was a dumb thing to say. But, you know, people, stupid people, they were just filling up this article, whatever. The show also features unique body features of certain characters. While most of the Straw Hat Pirates look like normal human beings, but characters like Frankie the Cyborg and Brooke have unique body features, which are easy to be created in anime, but it would look cartoonish in a live-action series. Moreover, all the Straw Hat Pirates have a unique charm to them, which cannot be replicated in the One Piece show. Now, Jesus Christ, it's like they have me, and then they drop the ball, because it's like what they're talking about makes no sense. It's like, yes, I would argue about the whole unique look and whatnot, but that's not something that you can equate that well in the show. It just wouldn't transition well. And it's like, no, that's not how that works. It's just it has to be handled well. How could you possibly have Brooke be the character that is Brooke constantly, if not wasting like a huge ridiculous budget for someone walking around dressed up like a skeleton? You know, there's like, there's multiple things that Brooke does and that he can do that would cost a pretty penny for anybody just to try and showcase. But it would be such a long time till you get to that character that there's no point in even thinking about it or talking about it now. Same thing with Frankie. You're not even in the fucking grand line yet. So why isn't it that what they should have been speaking on is things like, well, you have the Arlong Pirates or Merman and Fishman, Don Krieg, certain characters that have this towering height difference from these other characters who generally fit within the realm of like damn near 5 feet. But then there's some characters in One Piece that are 10 feet, let alone the giants that show up later on, or just these grandiose characters that just exist. There's so many different things that pop up in One Piece that basically call into question, well, how the fuck do you go about making that look like that? Like, what is the approach for that? And again, all that you've ever gotten from Netflix is boats. We build boats. We built the boat. Ooh, each of those working side by side with us. We built the boat. And it's like, well, you race swapped and gender swapped a couple of characters. Each of them, he's so strict on how he wants everything to be perfect. You literally said that Sanji's personality is being changed because you think that it's problematic. Sanji is still a popular character today. How the fuck is he problematic? You see what I mean? Like, these people are full of shit. They are so full of shit. But whoever's writing this article is like, yeah, you're kind of missing the plot. And it's like, and then sitting there going like, well, it will look cartoonish. And I was like, yeah, it's a Japanese cartoon meant for little boys. It's supposed to look goofy and silly. That's the point. It just happens to have a huge, deep fan base because it actually happens to be really good and intricate and interesting. But that's just going way over your fucking head. No, I'm so tired. This says, lastly, Netflix does not do justice to anime adaptations, as they failed to capture the same essence of the source material. They have tried in the past and have failed miserably. Moreover, as Divinity Seeker stated, that the episodes are being rewritten, which shows that the One Piece series by Netflix will be moved away from the source material, which would affect the original essence of the show. I hope I read that right. I read that as if there was more coming up, but no. The episodes are being rewritten, which shows that the One Piece series by Netflix will move away from the source material, which would affect the original essence of the show. But that's something that everyone already, like, and that's it from the article. But that's something that a lot of people already stated and pointed out early on, right? Is that doing anything where you're deviating away from the source material for something that's so intricate like One Piece is retarded. But you had so many people when, like, because there's a little thing showing the people work on the show and everything. And it's like, you had so many of those people essentially say dumb things. Like, I watched the whole series, or I made sure I looked at every episode or whatever. And it's like, yeah, you don't understand it. You didn't get it. You really didn't get it. Like, yeah, you sat down and looked at this shit and let it go through. But that didn't mean that you liked it, nor did that mean that you understood it or got it. But these same people essentially looked at all of Cowboy Bebop, which only has 26 episodes in comparison to One Piece's 1,000. And even them handling everything before they enter the Grand Line is still a hefty amount of episodes. Mm-hmm. Hell, Don Krieg and Hawkeye Mihawk don't show up to like episode 24. So that's a hefty amount of episodes that are there for the series. Way encompassing, like far more than that of Cowboy Bebop. Again, Cowboy Bebop only got like 26 episodes, and they met Mihawk on 24. So you see what I'm saying? But it's like, it's just putting into perspective. And it's like, yo, you had every right. You got everything to be able to do a Cowboy Bebop series. You chose not to. You chose the violence. So why would anyone feel comfortable giving them the benefit of the doubt when they have done this not once, but twice? The Cowboy Bebop live action came now so many years after the Death Note live action, and it still was shit. They had so many different things where they basically mixed up, screwed up, and that jumbled together different concepts within the story, only for it to end with some whack-ass Spike and Jet separating, Spike being just messed up, Faye leaving because why not, Vicious getting outsmarted by Julia, Anastasia, who's a character that basically shows up only for a little, like for one episode, and then appears on the last episode, essentially is this club owner and whatnot. And then you have it to where the confrontation of when Spike falls out of the church window happened because Julia shot him, not because Spike was fighting Vicious. And then you just got another glimpse into his backstory, which again gave you nothing but was so much. And it's like, you had nothing, and then it gave you this tiny little taste, and that was more than you could possibly deserve and needed to gather the relationship between Vicious and Spike. And there, no words are spoken, but just a dope ass soundtrack. And these people took that and they melded together in this ridiculous cesspool of stupid. And then they presented it to the masses as if there was nothing wrong. You had so many different people sit there and go out and try to defend the stupidity of the Cowboy Bebop live action, only for it to get canceled because of how terrible that it was. So, and then from there, you still had people like the nigga that played Jack. His dumbass came out and said, you know, maybe we should have listened to the haters. And it's like, still, like, you can't even admit that you guys fucked up, or that these people aren't haters, but essentially fans that are upset that you would literally molest something that they hold near and dear to their hearts, all for the sake and the concept of you just trying to spout some type of dumbass message. So because you have, like, these are the people that we're dealing with that has the rights to do this live action One Piece. And it's like, you gotta understand, these people are too stupid to ever possibly get it. This is not going to be good. This is not going to have a happy ending. This is not going to be something that you can smile away and go, well, I can see what they were trying to do, but it wasn't really there, but it still was an okay watch. No, nigga. Much like with the Death Note live action and the Cowboy Bebop live action, those were things that were literally unwatchable. Like, it was so bad that it was just unwatchable. Even upon looking at it once, you still were like, I would never look at this again. Gun to my head, I'm not watching this. regardless of even if you can put yourself in the perspective of someone who doesn't know the source material, this stuff still didn't make any sense. I desperately say that for the Cowboy Bebop live action. At least with the Death Note live action, is like you more so or just be disappointed, and it just happens to be this lackluster kind of a movie. But with the Cowboy Bebop live action, it's like, oh God, no, this is unwatchable. It's just bad on all fronts. Then you end it with Vicious locked up, and then Julia basically keeps threatening to kill him every day because she thinks that that's cool, that you wanted to make her a girl boss for some reason because too stupid to understand that that's not who her character was. Julia shows up in the last two episodes of Cowboy Bebop. She's been this femme fatale that only shows up on the last two episodes of Cowboy Bebop, and you literally made the whole show about her. You people are bad people. Well, what was that iconic, to me, an iconic phrase by the guy that was in charge of casting and everything when they got Harold from Harold and Kumar to play Spike? His retarded ass said, I always thought Spike would have been older. He seemed to be older, so we made him older. So we got Harold, even though he's like 40-something, and we say that Spike's like pushing 50 or vice versa. And that seems to make more sense than what they did in the anime, which was literally done to give far more depth to the character of Spike than any other type of character. I was like, yeah, he's wise. He's obviously he's lived through some shit. He's very knowledgeable on certain things, but he's young in comparison to someone like Jet. And it works beautifully. It gives so much depth to the character without them ever needing to fucking explain it. I never knew how old Spike was in Cowboy Bebop. He never says his age, but I knew Spike was young. And with that came just all the multitude of different things that he could accomplish and he was privy to. But you just got these people who essentially don't care about this shit. They're not passionate about the work. They don't know about its existence. They don't give a damn. And then upon getting this stuff thrown onto their lap, they will lie, they will cheat, they will steal, they will say whatever it is that they want to say in order to get you to sit down and pay for a ticket to watch Dragon Ball Evolution. And that's all that everything is. So I'm gonna end it there. This has been another episode of Fun with Flame. This was just some news that dropped, and I just thought, like, yeah, I should talk about it. But as always, good people, hope you had fun.